Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard over an hour of emotional testimony on a bill that would limit the application of the death penalty in South Dakota. For our In Their Own Words segment today, we bring you a portion of that hearing, first from Senator Arthur Rush, he's a former judge, and then from Attorney General Jason Roundsburg. Take a listen.
Mark Meyer Henry was a former Attorney General for the state of South Dakota. He passed away this prior year, but he had some very relevant thoughts about the death penalty. As reported in the February 7th, 2015, of the edition of the Argus Leader. And Mark's comments, after observing its use for 36 years, I think we made a mistake as a state. And I personally made a mistake by supporting it, says Meyer Henry, who served as Attorney General from 1978 to 1986. I would hope that the state legislators would recognize that mistake and take steps to reduce the culture of violence in our society. We can start here at home by acknowledging that the death penalty is basically for vengeance and doesn't deter murders. You know, the pace of executions in South Dakota is currently at an all-time high. We need to step up the intellectual part of the discussion and ask, is this the sort of society we want, said Meyer Henry, who, do we want to be a society of emotion and vengeance and getting even? You see this spectacle of TV violence and people getting their heads cut off and getting hanged, and we want to tell lawmakers, take a deep breath. You are the elected conscience of the people. Mark was a good friend of mine. I probably tried more cases against him than any other lawyer, but I just would have to second what his thoughts were at that time. And I also have had a very close and personal relationship with the death penalty. You know, as far as I can tell, I'm the first legislator in the history of South Dakota who has personally sentenced a man to death. And what I'm having the page hand out here is a transcript of the sentencing hearing at which I imposed the death sentence. And I said at that time, and I would say that today, that that's not something that I really looked forward to ever doing, ever having something that I had to do. And to give you a little bit more of a background, you know, I was a prosecutor for 12 years. And during that time that I was a prosecutor, I would have said to you, I have no problem with the death penalty at all. I'd be happy to seek the death penalty in an appropriate case, because that's what prosecutors do. That's what their job is, to prosecute that. But once I've gone through that and reflection on it, I've certainly changed my view. Donald Moeller was charged with the rape and murder of Becky O'Connell. He had one trial in Yankton, and the jury found him guilty and imposed a death sentence. But the Supreme Court reversed that because of mistakes that were made during that trial, and they sent it back for another trial. And I was the judge who presided over that second trial. It took a year out of my life preparing for the trial and trying the case for 6 weeks in Rapid City, ended up with a sentence of death. And that's the transcript there. It was a Lincoln County case, so we came back from, the trial was in Rapid City, but we came back to Canton where I imposed the death sentence. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think that I believe that Donald Moeller was innocent by any means. I think the evidence was overwhelming. But it certainly raised some questions in my mind whether that was the appropriate thing and that was whether the thing we should be doing. And there were several things that really changed my view in the course of that trial. The first of those is the cost. That trial, just the trial that I was involved in, had to have cost Lincoln County at least $1.5 million based on the vouchers that I signed. And what did the first trial cost? And what did it cost the Attorney General's office for the trials and all of the subsequent appeals? You know, the second thing that impacted me from the trial was the psychological effect that it had on the jurors and the court personnel. It had a horrible effect on the jurors. I had one juror who had a nervous breakdown during the trial because of that, and we had to excuse him from the panel. It was hard on the court personnel from the Pennington County Clerk of Court's office that staffed the trial for me. The third issue that really struck me during the course of the trial is that issue about whether the death penalty really has a deterrent effect. And I'm sure that the state will tell you that penalties have wonderful deterrent effects, but that's not been my experience as a judge for 18 years. And, you know, during those 18 years, you know, I tried many, many other cases, and I never saw an example of somebody who didn't commit an offense because of the deterrent effect or fear of punishment. You know, my experience was that the fear of punishment is the last thing that enters a defendant's mind. Because, number one, they don't know what the punishment is, and number two, they don't ever think they're going to get caught. So, you know, why would the fear of punishment be a deterrent if they don't think they're ever going to get caught?
Let's continue with opponent testimony. Anyone that would like to speak against this bill?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Jason Roundsburg, Attorney General, South Dakota. I guess what I'm most shocked is we haven't heard, I don't think we've heard one victim's name. This bill would effectively repeal the death penalty. We have used it against the worst of the worst in this state. Over time, the perpetrators are made out to be the victims. They are not the victims. Since South Dakota has become a territory and a state, it is true we've executed 20 people. Under this bill, only four of them would have been executed. I don't think the people of South Dakota would approve of that. In fact, judges, juries, legislature, appellate courts have all approved these executions. Some of the notable names that would not be covered by this bill: Briley Piper, who tortured and killed Chester Allen Pogue while stealing his car, TV, video game console, and stereo equipment, and is the person sitting on death row currently. Charles Russell Rhines, who brutally killed Donovan Schaefer while committing a burglary. Donald Moeller, who raped and stabbed a 9-year-old child, Becky O'Connell. Remember the victims. South Dakota is not like some of these other states. Let's talk about SB 98. It removes all of the current aggravating factors except one, which is also modified. That one aggravating factor, which I'm going to point out, talks about taking out and adding, or it adds language, the actual perpetrator rather than the accomplice, aider, and abettor. This eliminates situations such as murder for hire, and we can no longer hold the person paying for a murder or countless other examples. It would also further require us, if there's an accident where multiple perpetrators are involved in a shooting, to name beyond a reasonable doubt who is the actual shooter. Let's talk about removing those aggravating factors. SB 98 removes 9 out of the 10 current factors. If you look at the bill, you'll see all that crossed out language on those first two pages. I can't possibly go through examples of all the different factors to highlight, but I picked out 3 of them. Section 3, the perpetrator committed the offense of premeditated murder for purpose of receiving money and or other things of monetary value. Examples include premeditated murder for cashing in on a life insurance policy or premeditated murder for inheritance. That would no longer be covered by this bill. Number 4, committed the offense against a judicial officer, former judicial officer, prosecutor, or former prosecutor. Obviously, I very much value the work of law enforcement, but now we have made prosecutors and judges no longer covered while they're in the same cases, potentially, as the law enforcement officers. Number 5, the defendant caused or directed another to commit murder or committed murder as an agent or employee of another person. So a person seeking to pay another to commit a crime would no longer be eligible for the death penalty under number SB 98. To be eligible for the death penalty, let's remember, you have to commit a Class A felony. That's premeditated murder. If convicted of a Class A felony, the defendant must be sentenced to either death penalty or life without parole under our current statutes. So if the death penalty is not applicable, the victim's family expects that the perpetrator will not be released. However, life without parole has not always meant life in prison. In fact, in our research shows, over 30 life sentences have been commuted with commutations. Some famous examples, again, is Thomas Whitehawk. Yes, he was commuted down from a death sentence to life, and then he kept seeking to have that further reduced so that he could get out. Another example is very recent, Janice Hofer. Lots of people tried to make him into a victim recently. In fact, what did Mr. Hofer do? He shot and killed two men in cold blood, Andrew Wiff Sr. and Andrew Wiff Jr. Shot him in a field, cold-blooded murder. He was given a life sentence, and he walked out of prison last year. So I would just ask that you remember the victims. Look at what this bill actually does. It only leaves one exception out of 10 for the death penalty. It is effectively a full repeal. I don't think that's what the people of South Dakota want. And I would ask that you defeat this bill. Thank you.
The bill passed 5-1. It was sent for consideration in the Senate. You can hear complete testimony at SD.net. Follow the South Dakota Legislature link in the meeting archives section.